Welcome back to ILTA Voices, your home for all things ILTA.
Hi, and welcome to Joyous Leadership. This is Dawn Hudgens, and I'm with ILTA, and I'm here today with ILTA's CEO, Joy Heath Rush. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Dawn. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So every month we are bringing you some nuggets of wisdom from Joy throughout her leadership journey. And today I hear we are going to be talking about transparency.
Yes, indeed. And kind of be used interchangeably with truthfulness. But we're going to talk a little bit about the differences there and, you know, what transparency really means. And at the end of the day, it's all about trust. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
Trust is big. Trust is big. You can get a lot of stuff done when you trust people.
You better believe it. Yep. And when you don't trust them, it takes anything three times as long.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's kick us off. Where do you want to go first?
Well, I think I'd like to talk a little bit about this issue of transparency versus truthfulness. I mean, they're very similar. But what I would say here is transparency to me means that you tell everything that it's appropriate and reasonable for you to tell. Okay. Not just on a need to know basis. Sometimes that applies, but if someone asks a reasonable, legitimate question, answer it. Curiosity, you know, we can have a whole separate one about that. You know how I feel about it. Curiosity is an under-rewarded attribute. But transparency sometimes means you don't tell everything you know. Truthfulness means everything you say is the truth, but you know, you don't say everything you know when you're transparent. So where do I go from here? I think the biggest issue, and I was thinking about this a lot in preparation for this today, if you start out with the premise that you should think yes first when someone asks you a question, I mean, not that the answer to the question is yes, but yes, I should answer it. That's the first philosophy. Transparency means you're going to give more information than withhold information. And then the information you give has to be the truth. And what I was thinking a lot about, though, is what if you're in a position where you really can't tell the truth about something? Because that does happen in a leadership role. This is where if you walk away from nothing else from listening to this today, you need some prepared words. I mean, there are some things that are just not anybody's business. It's like if somebody is out on medical leave and someone comes and says, oh, I understand so-and-so is on medical leave. What's wrong with them? It's okay not to answer that question. The question's not appropriate. So transparency also has a component of appropriateness. But your first instinct, if you're a truthful and transparent leader, is to answer it, but you know it's not appropriate. In some places, it's not even legal to answer that question. So you have to have words prepared so that you know what to say when those things happen. My favorite one for that kind of inquiry is, what leads you to believe I could answer that question?
You know? That's a good one. I was hoping you would have. You always have these one-liners. These one-liners of wisdom to halt a conversation or to gather the proper information out of a situation. I like that.
And I certainly do try to, because it helps. But it helps me to have those words right at my fingertips. So there are other situations that you need to have these prepared words. You have to think of common business situations that you might encounter as a leader that you would not be able to tell everything you know. So say, for example, I can think of this as a real world example. When my old law firm was merging with another law firm in 2001, at the time it was the largest law firm merger in history. And understandably, the organization wanted to keep it under wraps. There were just a handful of us who were planning and knew what was going on. and I never feel uncomfortable, you know, not telling the truth. I always feel very uncomfortable if I'm not telling the truth. So I had to come up with words in the case of, I heard a rumor that the firm is considering a merger. And I would say, even if I knew about it, I wouldn't be allowed to discuss it. So I think, again, your first instinct is in the case where you know it's not true, I say, oh, no, that, you know, no way, that's not true. But then when you know that it's true and someone comes to you, you're not going to say, no, I know that's not true. You're going to say, I can't talk about it. Well, why didn't you say that before? So you have to find some categories of situations. Another good one is if someone has left the organization suddenly. Okay. It could be for a whole bunch of reasons. It could be personal reasons. They might have been terminated. There are all kinds of reasons that people might want to inquire about. That's one to say, in my role, it's not appropriate for me to discuss someone's departure. If you're close enough to that person to ask them, by all means, do so. Now, there are cases where you might have negotiated, say someone's retiring and they want to announce why they're leaving and they want to have a party, but it's their choice. But you have to look for those situations that you encounter as a leader and be prepared with words that are both truthful and transparent. Now I'm going to talk a little bit more in detail about this appropriateness issue for transparency. As I said, curiosity is under-rewarded. I'm a great believer in curiosity. I love people to ask me, why are we doing that? Not in the why are we doing that, but it's like, why are we doing that? It's what are we trying to achieve with it? Or what's the goal of this project? Or how does my part of this fit into the overall big picture of what we're doing? Love questions like that. And to me, the why of things that we're doing are important for every single person on our team to know. Because if they know the why, they're much more likely to be on board. They're much more likely to connect the dots. And they're much more likely to contribute beyond their defined role to the benefit of the effort that you're making. One of the things that also contributes to transparency is rule following. So I'm a big believer in process. Dawn's like, I know, I've had to write way too many of them.
Absolutely.
All of us have, but process creates fairness and it lays the groundwork for transparency. So if someone comes to me and says, well, why did X happen instead of Y? Well, here's our process around that. Let me be transparent about our process. The reason this process is in place is Z situation. And then they're like, okay, I get it. One of the advantages of transparency is if you are the kind of leader who does answer questions readily, you're patient with questions, you're complete in your answers where the questions are appropriate. In those few situations where you cannot be completely transparent, people are less likely to hold it against you and see it as a reason not to trust you. One other aspect around trust I'd like to speak to. Keep in mind that sometimes as a leader, people are testing you. So if I'm going back to that example of someone has gone out on medical leave and someone's asking a question about it, one of the ways you may choose to answer it is, you know, if it was you in this situation, you probably wouldn't want me to discuss it with anyone else. That's one of the choices you can make, because that also creates a teachable moment. Now, one of the hardest things about these prepared words is sometimes the words you'd like to say are hard. I'll take a situation from my own career where my old firm was very early to outsourcing. really started a trend in some key areas that continues functions that are outsourced to today in many organizations. But one of the first groups was mine. And I knew about it for a long time. And it was very painful. Because I knew all these people would have jobs and all that, but it was a big change for them. And it just felt to me so underhanded not to be able to share what I knew. But remember, when you're a leader, particularly if you have a specific organizational title, you have two levels of loyalty, two groups you're serving. You serve your team and you serve the people above you. But ultimately, you serve the organization, your company, your law firm, whatever it is. And that duty carries tremendous weight and responsibility. What's the old saying? That's why you get paid the big bucks, which would be nice if you did, right? Probably you don't all the time. But it's making those kinds of judgments and accepting that responsibility and bearing, frankly, that personal pain, because it is painful, is part of what you get paid for. So when someone offers you that promotion, one of the things to remember as a leader is it sometimes puts you in these difficult situations. I'm going to circle back to the issue of trust as we wrap up here. Is every leader has to be able to trust somebody, just like the leaders above you trust you with some of this information that you can't share. Depending on how confidential something is, you may have to ask permission to share it. Again, in the case of this merger, I went to my superiors and said, look, there are three people on my team that I cannot do this without. And I need to be able to give them some kind of explanation. Are you okay with that? Here's what I plan to say. It was totally fine. But I didn't just make that choice on my own. And some people, again, in your organization are paid to have a level of confidentiality that you can expect from their job role. Human resources is a good example. I don't ever expect to say to my chief human resources officer, can you please keep this confidential? You know, they usually get that. But there is sometimes the sense that this group gets this amount of information, this smaller group gets this amount of information, even smaller group gets this amount of information. And part of your journey as a leader and as a manager is to have good instincts about that. Like, I could have gone to my superiors in that situation. They were like, that's too big of a group. I would rather have them say, you know what, Joy, you're absolutely right. I think we could actually go one level deeper with that information. I would much rather have someone say that to me than the other way around. And one of those one-liners that gets kicked around a lot is asking for forgiveness rather than permission. There are times when I feel like that works. This isn't one of them.
Yeah.
When it comes to sharing information that is not to be shared, asking for forgiveness rather than permission is a very, very bad strategy. And I'm not saying this to discourage you from being transparent. The whole point of this conversation today is that good leadership requires trust. Trust requires transparency. Complete transparency requires telling the truth. But it's not as simple as always telling the truth and always answering every question fully and completely. So I shouldn't say, they said the complete truth.
Yeah.
What you need to walk away with here, along with remembering to develop your one-liners or what you're going to say, is that everything you say should be truthful. You should answer every appropriate question as completely as possible based on who it is that's asking. But that transparency does not require the complete truth if your job requires other than that.
Yeah.
So I hope that was helpful, Dawn, and I hope this was a good topic for today.
Absolutely, I think so. I think one of my favorite programs that I ever went through was a Franklin Covey has a program called "Leading at the Speed of Trust," and this talks to that very thing. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program. If you have a team to lead through some of these issues, it's amazing how fast this can go. Or I'm sorry, leading at the speed of trust. I got the name all wrong, but I think it's a good reminder. And one of the things that we always say in our house is, if you question whether or not you should, you shouldn't until you have more
Right.
information.
That's really, really great advice. And one of the things that I took from a Franklin Covey course many years ago, it's funny the way these nuggets stick with you, right? Is this concept, and you probably covered it in your program, the concept of the credibility bank.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, every time you meet a commitment, that you tell the truth, that you follow through, you make a deposit in the credibility bank. And every time you break a promise, are caught in an untruth, you make a withdrawal. And part of the difficulty with the credibility bank, which is a great construct, is that almost every withdrawal is much bigger than every deposit.
And every bank has different rules. And so, you're not exactly sure when you're working with people if they have a one striker out rule or a three striker out rule.
Yes, and you may never know that,
Yeah.
especially if they're not transparent with you.
Yes. Yes. Well, Joy, thank you very much for this today, transparency and trust. And I think I'm going to encourage we have several of these to finish up, but at some point down the line, I think we should focus on just doing some of your one-liners because I always love getting those. And I think I need a checklist of when to use certain one-liners appropriately. And that's something that we should dive into.
And some of them that are only used in your tightest transparency circle.
There you go. That's true too. That's true too. Those are the fun ones. All right. Well, Joy, thank you very much for being with us here today. And we will be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Don. Looking forward to the next one.